February is a very busy month on a lot of levels for you. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's going on?
For two evenings immediately following the performances of Mother Courage, my friend Bremner Duthie, musician friend David Simmons, and I are going to be doing a Brecht cabaret at Southern Rep on the 7th and 8th. And then on the 10th at the Always Theater, we're going to be doing our second performance of version of what we called Brecht Fest. Now, this is a name that people all over the country use to, you know, it's a play on words, of course, but we have an extraordinary lineup of talent, people who are into Brecht and into Kurt Weill and Paul Dessau and Hans Eisler, the other composers with whom Brecht worked.
Harry's study of Brecht began in his youth. Brecht and Weill's Threepenny Opera had been a particular favorite, and while in college, he traveled to Europe.
I was in Munich with UNO's program, and I got to hear one of the greatest Brecht interpreters, Gisela May. Later on, she came to New Orleans and appeared with the symphony here in a show called The Seven Deadly Sins, a Brecht Weill piece. And I learned so much from her performance style that I think it shows in my puppet performance. She was such a gifted performer. She was one of the greatest performers I ever saw. And years later, in 2013, I was looking up recordings of a song called Irgendwo auf der Welt, which is somewhere, somehow, similar to Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's a song of yearning for a day when everything is okay, when things are at peace. And I found out that Nina Hagen, who is known as the godmother of punk in Germany, she had sung this song at the Berlinale German Film Fest. And so I created a marionette of her and performed the song.
One thing led to another, and a mutual friend opened a door for Harry to get in touch with Nina Hagen, who said,
"Let's do something if you're in Germany." So I went meanwhile, I built a marionette of Bertolt Brecht. And when she saw that, then her official manager said, "She really wants you in the concert." But I didn't know what I was going to do. I got to the Berliner Ensemble at 5 o'clock, as I was told, and she got there. It was an 8 o'clock curtain. And she got there about 6:30, and I said, she said, "Oh, the little puppet's beautiful." And I said, "What would you like me to do?" And she said, "Let me smoke a cigarette and think." So she came back from outside about 7 minutes later and said, "You will be the spirit of Meister Brecht." And she said, "When I sing Mackie Messer, Mack the Knife," she said, "do whatever you want." It was an out-of-body experience, almost. And so the Leihorchester, which is, I guess, like a barrel organ, this gentleman also from Stuttgart built these organs. And when Nina Hagen sang Mack the Knife, he played it, this wonderful swirling organ music, which is how it was originally presented in 1928. And I had the marionette standing on the monitor, and she held his hand, and they performed together.
Why has he endured?
Well, what's interesting is, like, the Salt Wives, the group, David Simmons is one of the leaders of that, and he's spearheading the Brecht Fest. I'm working with him on that. But the Salt Wives specialize in the music of Brecht, Weill, klezmer music, Jacques Brel. And that music has come back. That music is very popular right now. Not, like, mainstream popular, but there are a lot of groups playing these songs in New Orleans, a lot of very young groups who are into the 20s and the roaring 20s, and we're in the 20s again, so it's really interesting that we're reconnecting from that decade.
Right.
There are many, many layers of interest and history. Like Lottie Lenya said, these vices and the corruption, it's always going to be with us, and it's always going to be relevant. Right. And yet, irgendwo auf der Welt, you know, perhaps one day it won't be, but that's what keeps life interesting.
Und der Heilig, der hat Zähne, und die trägt im Gesicht. Und Mechister hat ein Messer, doch das Messer sieht man nicht. an dem schönen blauen Sonntag liegt ein toter Mann am Strand und ein Mensch.